Pearson Rabbit's story begins with Dr. Stephanie Pearson, a passionate OB-GYN at the height of her career. But when a shoulder injury struck during a precipitous delivery, her dreams were shattered, leaving her unable to practice medicine. Determined to make a difference, Stephanie became an advocate for her peers, guiding them through the complex disability process. Stephanie founded Pearson Rabbit, a company determined to approach insurance differently. It's hard to imagine that a sudden illness or injury could leave you and your family in a devastating financial situation. Visit PearsonRabbits.com today to schedule your consultation with a Pearson Rabbits advisor.
It's time again for the Mortgage Minute with Doug Krause, brought to you by Financial Residency. Doug has been a mortgage lender for over 20 years and specializes in physician loans. He is with BMO Bank and wrote a book called The Hippocratic House to educate physicians on home loans. You can request your free copy at DougKrause.com. You can call or text Doug anytime at 816-728-3631 or email him at doug.krause@bmo.com. Now, get ready for today's episode of the Mortgage Minute.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Minute. I'm your host, Doug Krause
with BMO Bank. Hey, I want to talk to you for a minute about closing and fraud. There has been an incident that came up recently and rarely comes up. I've been doing this 25 years, maybe the second time I've seen this, but somebody, because of the realtor's emails being hacked, was sent something from the title company asking for a wire, and it had wire instructions, where to send the money, had enough details to look legitimate that if you are buying a house and you get close to closing and you see a request for money, if it doesn't feel right, make sure you pick up the phone and call. Call your lender, call your title company, get confirmation. Typically, the money that you're going to wire, if you wired earnest money, is going to the same place where you wired your earnest money. This was for a very large sum of money, and it was not the same bank, and it was not going to the same wiring instructions. So be diligent when you're buying a house. Watch for fraud, because while title companies and lenders typically have very secure email, can't necessarily say the same for a very small brokerage of lending, but big banks and even the big mortgage brokers typically are very secure. Your personal email interaction could be hacked, or more than likely the real estate agent's emails can get hacked. But no matter what, obviously the safest thing would always be take a cashier's check to closing. Then it's pretty hard for that to get, anyway, that's going to get intercepted. But if you're wiring funds, take an extra minute, get on the phone with the title company and just get confirmation. Talk to somebody you know works for the title company with confirmed phone numbers. Just don't want anybody sending a wire, losing a bunch of money, because it's pretty hard to get money back. If it's a large sum, they might just close everything down and disappear. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Now a final word from our sponsor. At Pearson Rabbits, they understand that life can change in an instant. Visit www.pearsonrabbits.com today and embark on a journey of safeguarding your future.